Welcome to the Aggressive Life. It's Sunday. 3,000 guys are headed home from a weekend off the grid at Man Camp, and we're going to send them on their way with some songs, some stories. This is a special bonus episode captured live and in person at Man Camp 2024. You're going to hear 3,000 men who are going to sing their guts out under a big tent like the warriors of old used to do. And you're going to hear some stories captured inside a repurposed outhouse that we affectionately call the story shitter. Just get it out of you. And inside it, there's an old military phone, and guys are encouraged to share whatever they need to, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We've curated a few of our favorite stories and removed the names. Actually, Dirt has. Dirt, who always does the dirty work here at The Aggressive Life, to give you a sense of the impact of the weekend. So whether you made it or not, I think these songs and stories are going to grip you. God's doing something really cool at Man Camp. If you haven't been, I want to be with you. I need to have you there. By the way, Christmas is coming up at some point. You might want to gift your dad, your son, your husband, your boyfriend, a Man Camp registration. So right now for 1 week, we're going to run a flash sale for tickets to Man Camp 2025. It'll be the lowest price all year. There won't be one lower than that. Head over to mancamp.us for all the details and to save your spot. But for now, let's get the songs and stories from Man Camp 2024.
All right, let's get on our feet. And Jesus said that the Holy Spirit is like rivers of living water, not rain, but he said the Holy Spirit, when it comes upon you, is like rivers of living water that flow into you and out of you. That's what we want to see. That's why we're here for more. We'll say, this is how we're approaching you today, God. This is how we're thinking about today. Say, I'm coming with the heart of a worshiper. I'm bringing in the brand new song. I'm ready to see the unthinkable. I'm ready for a miracle. Heart's praying for a fresh encounter. Soul's looking to the living God. I'm ready for a real revival. Oh, Holy Spirit, come like a flood, like a fire.
Daddy, just had an unbelievable mashing up in the mash tent. I was able to confess and repent of keeping my distance from you, keeping my heart protected from you because of the fear of abandonment. Jesus, thank you for reminding me that you died for me. Any shame and guilt that I've been carrying around because of my addictions to pornography and that fear of abandonment, that you've taken that away from me, that you've given me freedom from that, and that you're a daddy that loves me through and through, even when I've been unfaithful. And so, God, I thank you for healing old wounds of daddy wounds from my dad abandoning me when I was little and then re-abandoning me when he took his life. God, I'm so thankful that you're my daddy. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for carrying me when I couldn't walk. God, I know that from this day forward, I'll be a new daddy to Isaac. I'll be a new daddy to Annie, my daughter. I'll be a new daddy to Grace, my daughter. I'll be a new husband because of the freedom that you've given to me and the relationship that's been mended between you and I as son and father, father and son. Amen.
Our God is speaking. Oh, can you see it? He's got your healing. Oh, just receive it.
Came to camp because if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be alive today. I've attempted to kill myself 3 times. Last day I drank was when I tried to kill myself by driving my truck into a pole, and whether it was an act of God, which I firmly believe, or I was too drunk, which either way it's an act of God, I missed, and went to rehab and I'm here today for it. And ever since that day, God's put people in my life that keep me sober and help me get over all the bullshit in my head.
time where you had swords. Everyone had a sword. You had knives, and there was tribes, and you could die, and there's raidings, and there was, you know, King David had people coming after him, and this is a sort of prayer. He said, God, I know people are forming weapons to take me down, and I'm going to trust that weapon's not going to prosper. It's not going to end me. Now, that's what that means. Now, fortunately, most of us are never going to have somebody come after us with a physical weapon. But to be very clear, there are spiritual weapons that are coming against us all the time. The spiritual weapon, because you have an enemy. Jesus says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus talks about an enemy known as Satan, Lucifer, a lot. And it's not accidental that men have four times more likely committing suicide than women, that all health statistics for men are going down. Men are in a bad place in our culture, really bad. And we're just now starting to talk about that. We talked about women in the 70s and uplifting women, good, wonderful, that needs to keep happening. But we're still figuring out, can we say that men are hurting? Can we say that men have needs? Yes, we can say that. Can we admit that we're not as strong as we admit that we are? We're not, because there's forces that want to jack you and I up. Names like depression, names like anxiety, names like divorce, names like family loss, a lost child, fear, on the edge financially, bitterness. I mean, these weapons go on. They're not accidental. It's because there's an enemy that plants these things in your mind, in your heart. And so this song means we declare, like, God, I'm going to trust that I can do this. I'm going to trust that I can handle this, because I'm going to trust that you will not let it get the best of me. I'm going to trust that you will not let it prosper. Hey, you're here. You're going to make it through the entire weekend, and you're going to make it through your whole life, because you have to believe that that enemy is not going to prosper, because there is a Father who loves you, and he's way stronger than him, and he's already kicked his ass. He's already kicked his ass. He's like a chicken that's got its head cut off. That's what happened with Jesus on the cross. He died on the cross. So you and I never have to cower that God is going to condemn us or spank us for being bad boys. Because Jesus said, I'll take the spanking. And he went on the cross. When he did that, he cut off the head of the evil one. And that evil one is like a chicken. His head is off, but he's still squawking. He's still running around your life with his talons trying to scratch at you. He's still making noise. But that's what this song means. We're saying, no, I'm on a different narrative. I'm on a narrative. There's a God who loves me, and I know he loves me because I'm still here. I'm still here. Tell somebody right next to me that I'm here. I'm still here. I'm here. Tell them. I'm standing right here. You're standing here because that weapon hasn't prospered, and the weapon that the evil one wants to bring against you now, you have my faith. No, it's not going to take me down. Not going to take me down. Not because we're strong men, but because we follow a strong God. At least you can. All right? So hands up, saying I need help, saying I'm not my strength.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lord, just believe in his promise that you're
struggle with love for my wife, how little things can trigger me to anger and to disbelief as far as our marriage, and thoughts of divorce, of leaving, of quitting, things like that will enter my mind, and I want to repent of that. I want to confess it, and I want to believe Jesus and believe God for permanency in my marriage. But just those thoughts of the enemy, of quitting, and I know that that's not God's will, and it's not mine, and I want to confess it and leave it at the foot of the cross.
First got here, our leader asked us why we were here and what we wanted to get out of it. And I started out by saying, well, I wasn't supposed to be here. I was actually supposed to be married today. Today was supposed to be my wedding day. But 6 months ago, the relationship ended abruptly. That night I was in the darkest place in my life and almost decided to end it. Thankfully I had my brothers in Christ around, and they wouldn't leave. They wouldn't let me be alone. I feel like God has a purpose for my life. You know, I'm just starting to begin to understand that. I'm thankful for this camp, though. Us, we need it, right? We need this time to away, this time to gather, and this time to release and to for revival.
Everybody sing, oh, sing, oh, sing, oh, let's go. Hey, I'm not. And the trouble.
came into this broken. I've got a kid that is struggling with his identity, and this rain was just a perfect example of just how shit doesn't stop. But I just came out of the MASH tent and shared my feelings of unworthiness and my feelings of guilt and inadequacy. But Satan's been telling me that this is all your fault, and this is because you messed up. But God's got a plan, and I know it. And God loves me and loves my son. I am made in his image. I am his son, and he loves me like I love my kids. And he would do anything for me. I need to learn to love him and listen and trust him. I am. I will, and I do. Thank you, God.
Welcome to the family!
My whole life I've been a lone wolf. I feel like I've always had to do everything by myself or go at it alone. Outside my immediate family, it's been hard to make, or should I say hard to trust, friends or friendship or to dive into a positive relationship with a woman. God has called me to man camp, and especially with the men that I've been with. It is a blessing to have them. We don't have to do everything by ourselves. And community is what I seek, because community is strong. And a pack is harder to get after the one wolf. I'm forever grateful and thankful for this experience. Man camp is about challenge. It's not supposed to be easy. It's tough, it's rigorous. As Brian Thomas said, it's an aggressive life, an aggressive way of living. And when we run in a pack, we run in an army of 3,000 men hungry. That just makes the devil scared. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Most importantly, I'm blessed. God is good. Thank you.
At man camp, and he's declared that he loves Jesus today, and it's really been a blessing, and I'm so grateful for what God has done in my life here at man camp.
All praise to the Lord Most High. All praise to the one who saved my life. All praise to Jesus Christ, High King of Heaven,
forever. Thanks for joining us on this journey toward aggressive living. find more resources, articles, past episodes, and live events over at briantome.com. My new books, a repackaged edition of The Five Marks of a Man, and a brand new Five Marks of a Man tactical guide are open right now on Amazon. If you haven't yet, leave this podcast a rating and review. It really helps get the show in front of new listeners. And if you want to connect, find me on Instagram at Brian Tome. The Aggressive Life is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.